Hey beautiful people, you are listening to Limitless Faith Life Growth, the podcast dedicated to growing together in the Lord as young people of our generation. I'm your host Ifeanyi Morenike, and each week we tackle topics which help us navigate this Christian walk and be the best version of ourselves that God has called us to be. Let's get into it, guys. Hey guys, we are back again with another episode. This time we are talking about balance. It's another week, it's another episode of the podcast. A small disclaimer, I am back in another recording space. I am using my phone to record. There may be background noises, but we move as usual. So this episode is actually closely related to last week's episode, which was about procrastination and discipline. And this time we're going to be discussing balance. Now, what prompted me to do this episode at this time, because I wanted to do this episode before, but what made me do it now is I realized this season I have, I think, the most things on my plate than I have had in years. But my ability to handle it is even better than my ability to handle the few things I was doing before. So take last semester, for example, I wasn't doing as much as I'm doing now, but I find myself having more time to do the things I need to do now and being more level-headed. It's not easy. I may have to sacrifice some things, but I'm doing it. So I realize it's possible. Balance is possible. You can have a social life and a spiritual life and a strong academic life and still sleep and still, you know, do the things you have to do and still find time to eat and do things you actually enjoy and record podcast episodes and, you know, market your business and do these things that they say you can't do because you have X, Y, and Z on your plate. And another thing that really prompted me was I did a post, like I responded to someone's post a while back. This was on YouTube. I just responded. I usually don't make comments on YouTube or like respond to comments on YouTube, but this one I just felt led to. The girl was really under distress. She was asking questions on, you know, how do you balance life as a student and, you know, as a Christian student? And you have so many things you want to apply to, you want to put your mind to, so many people you want to give your time to, so many things you want to do, you have the desire to do, but you feel like there is not enough time in your life to do it. So I responded to her and I basically gave her my opinion on it. And funnily enough, it was a completely different person who responded to my message and said, you know, this is exactly what she needed to hear, that she was struggling with balance. And she was saying how God, she felt led to do certain things by God, but she didn't know how to find the time to do it. And that's basically what this episode is about. It's not just about balancing your life. It's balancing the right things in your life, making sure you are in the will of God before you're looking for balance in things that God has not told you to pursue. That's what today's episode is about. So guys, let's get into the episode. So as I was saying just before, it's not just about being balanced, it's about being balanced in the right things, because there is no point of pursuing balance or trying to pursue balance with a bunch of things that God has not asked you to pursue, because most likely you are wasting your time. You will not produce fruit. You may be successful, you may gain influence, you may gain money, you may gain the things that you desire and achieve your ambitions, but you will gain no fruit. And if you are not gaining fruit, as the word of God says, you are not a disciple. John 15:1-8, where it says, this is between 1 and 8, that those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burnt. It says that, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. Meaning that those who do not produce fruit are not God's disciples. And you cannot produce fruit unless you remain in God. Meaning that anything you do, anything you're trying to pursue or seek outside of God, cannot produce fruit. And if it's not fruit, you're not doing the will of God. And if you're not producing fruit, what does God do? He cuts off the branch. Only by producing fruit are you God's true disciple. And this is what brings glory to God. And I'm emphasizing this because I want us to make sure that everything we are doing, if you are really trying to pursue balance, it's with the right things. You'll never be able to find true balance or true fulfillment in all these things you're doing if it's not God sending you to do them. You have to have a clear instruction from God to do what you're doing in life so that you can produce fruit, so that you're not working or tirelessly working in vain. I remember, and I think I mentioned this a few episodes ago, the way you measure success is not the same way God measures success. God's success is measured by your fruit, by you doing His will. I mean, other things like money and influence, that's how the world measures success. But we are not living in accordance with the systems and principles of the world. We live beyond that, above that. And we have to remember that. So I'm just saying this so that you don't get tempted to just put your hand in everything so that you can find value in it. Every single time there's an opportunity to do something, you don't ask God first, you just jump into it. You say yes each time. Every single time you see an open door, you walk into it. You don't ask God if that's your door. God has already apportioned a number of things for you to accomplish and carry out with efficiency. So anything else you add on top of that will just drain you and will still leave you unfulfilled. And you know, sometimes, I don't know why, you know, people are so hungry to be busy. You know, sometimes if people feel good when they're busy, you like that feeling of, people need me for stuff. Why I need to be doing so many things? Because it takes more sacrifices. You have to sacrifice in one way or another. And that's not always fun, but it's necessary. With more power comes great responsibility. And that's why we should not seek positions unless God asks you to step into one. You shouldn't be so quick to seek positions because it comes with a lot of work. It comes with an expectation. And if you don't meet the expectation, problem. If you don't produce fruit, branches will be cut off. Another thing that really pushed me to this episode is I commented on someone's question on YouTube. It was a YouTube page, and then somebody asked a question, so then I answered the question, and someone else responded based on that question, because she was going through something like that, and she, you know, was explaining what she was going through, and this is exactly what she needed. And basically what I said, the person asked the question was asking, you know, how do you balance it all as a Christian student? You have your church obligations, you have your academic obligations, you want to expand in other areas, entrepreneurship, and you truly have the desire to do these things. So then some of the things that I pointed out, which, you know, I've already been mentioning this episode, is number one, make sure that you are balancing the right things. Make sure that it's God that is your driving force. I know that another thing, sorry to deviate, when God is your driving force, even when you're tired, you somehow find the strength, the zeal to continue on, because your purpose is greater than yourself. It's greater than self-ambition. Sometimes when you believe, this thing that God is asking me to do, sometimes I have that back of my mind, you know, this podcasting and things I'm asked to do, it's not easy to balance. But because my driving force is not just, you know, I want people to know me, I want this podcast to blow, but because I know there is a purpose in this, because I know there's a greater purpose than myself and my ambition in this, that keeps me going. And that drives my desire to make sure I'm balanced, to make sure that I'm not neglecting another part of my life that God has ordained for me to pursue, that I'm not neglecting this important aspect of my life, because it's not just about me. It's about what God wants to use the podcast for. So yeah, I was just highlighting the importance of making sure that you're doing it within the will of God, that anytime you are pursuing something, you make sure that you ask God, you seek the face of God, seek the will of God. Do you really want to go through this decision? I mean, so many things are happening right now with school, and I've noticed this semester I'm in more roles than I was in last semester, and so it takes more time to juggle, and then more opportunities seem to be coming up, and I have to tell myself no. It may seem glamorous, it may seem nice, oh, people may be saying, oh, you know, you should do this. If God is not telling me to go, I ain't going anywhere. It may seem good, it may make sense, but I'm not just here to collect a bunch of worldly accolades. I'm here to pursue the will of God, because it's only the will of God that will fulfilled. I can collect every accolade. I can be in every position that I feel like I should be in and still feel empty and useless, because I'm not walking the will of God. I'm not producing fruit. And you can't produce fruit outside of God. Okay, going back again, back to the question I answered. So then I said, yeah, how it's so important to make sure that you're within the will of God and you will find balance. It's possible to find balance. Yeah, that's what this episode's about. Some people think it's not so possible to find balance. It is possible if you are doing things in accordance with the will of God. I also mentioned this other thing. You allocate time to the people and the things that you value most. The more you value a person, a thing, the more time you give it. And that's why you give God your life, because He should be that which you value the most. You give your academics hours. You take time, hours in your day to study because your parents have poured in money and you value this degree. You pour in time to your friendships, your relationships, because you value these people in your life. Now, the issue is when you now add that same time to people and things that the value is not so high. Now, I'm very careful with this because as a believer, it's not just about people that add value to your life that you should be communing with, because, you know, Jesus didn't just commune with his disciples. He was also with the sinners. He also ate with sinners, right? So I'm not saying that the only people you surround yourself with are people who add value to you. Because as a believer, we are most likely the relationships that, some of the relationships you hold, it's you that will be adding value to them. But I'm saying the way you allocate time is very, very important. That your friend that you're preaching to, if you're spending hours and hours discussing the same topic every single day, I don't think that's wise. You keep preaching, you know, come to Christ, come to Christ, come to Christ every day, battling out, arguing on biblical principles and every single day, every single time you meet and it comes into the debate, I don't think you should be allocating so much time to that kind of relationship in that way. It's even better if you allocate more time to praying for that person in the secret place. And the same way that you have, you know, friendships that you guys are pouring into each other, you know, they're edifying, they are helping you and you're helping them, but then you've chosen to place all your other desires above them and those relationships are dying and you don't seem to care until that exam is done or your work schedule is free. You now come back to that relationship and you realize there is nothing left. You and that person have no more connection. And that is a valuable relationship, a kingdom relationship that you have not fed into, that you have not developed, that you have not invested your time in, invested any of your energy into, expecting to pick up from where you guys left off. That's not how human beings work. Are you treating your human being like your piece of clothing that you bought last year? You're like, I beg it, I have time. I'm not really going to any party. I'm not going to wear it now. Then when you feel like you pick it up and you start wearing it again, that's not how human beings are. You don't expect it to be in the same condition as where you left it. By the time you come and you meet that person again, you realize you guys aren't as close as you were before. All the times you kept moving back from them, it's starting to affect your relationship. And here's another thing that I mentioned to her, because I screenshotted the message. Here's another thing that I mentioned to her about balance. And this is for students, right? Hobbies aren't a waste of time. They give you the opportunity to explore your other strengths and passions. Imagine leaving school and the only thing you've gained is a degree. What makes you stand out? What else have you gained from your time in school? I plan using a timetable. As a believer, I've been learning to plan by the leading of the Holy Spirit. I would write out the tasks for the day and ask God, what is his will for the day? Should I visit my friend today? Should I record a podcast episode today? Should I catch up on some assignments? So asking God every step of the way, inquiring of the Lord every step of the way, asking for the heart and will of your Father every step of the way, really gives you the sense of peace and balance. Because you know that even if I am sacrificing my time, God is in this. For example, this time I'm recording this episode is really not convenient. That's why this episode may not be edited so much, because I want to get out as soon as possible. But I have to sacrifice my sleep. I have to sacrifice other times of my day. I remember when somebody was asking me, this is yesterday. Yesterday. She was asking me that, oh, you think, well, that I'm always disturbing you. Anytime I come to you to, like, you know, ask for anything or whatever, you're always reading. I'm like, no, it's not that I'm always reading. It's just that whenever you ask me for stuff or you come to me, try and talk to me, I'm usually in class. And whenever I'm in class and a lecturer's not in class, or we're waiting for the next class, or we're, you know, in between classes, I'm usually reading. Why? Because I know that I don't have the privilege that other people may have, that when you go back to the hostel, you can rest, or you go back to the hostel, you can sleep, or you can chill. Because I've got an episode to record, I've got an episode to edit, I've got so and so to do, I've got, you know, prayer unit meeting to go to. And I've understood that and I've planned my schedule accordingly. So you need to understand your schedule. You need to understand the time you have. You cannot keep comparing yourself to other people. And you don't even know some other people. Some other people that you're seeing playing right now, they may be awake throughout the entire night. That's not my sleeping schedule. I sleep throughout the night. And I may go to bed early and wake up early, or go to bed late and wake up late. But this is part of the night, unless, you know, midnight prayers or whatever. There's a part of the night that you will find, if anyone, asleep typically. Unless, you know, my sleeping schedule changes again. But I've understood my schedule and I don't compare myself to other people who have the opportunity or the privilege of using that time to talk. I have to maximize even those 5-10 minutes of my day, that extra hour of my day, so that I can make up this number of hours that I tell myself I need to study per day. That's another thing. Set mini goals for the day. Okay, fam, you're going to study from this time to this time. You have this amount of things you need to complete today. And by the grace of God, you will complete them. I'll have things that I must do for the day every single day. You know, prayer, Bible study, all that is there. Sometimes I say, okay, let me go for a prayer walk. And sometimes I'll say, you know, I need to make sure I edit today. I need to make sure I create a snippet of my podcast episode today. Whatever it is that I have to do, there's another thing that I have to start doing in application processes and right now. And I have to write these things down to keep me accountable. Because there's so many things that you put on your mind, you can forget, and then you neglect one. And immediately you start neglecting one, more things begin to pile and pile and pile, to realize you've got 5 things that you've neglected for the past 2 weeks, and all of them have a deadline of tomorrow. Write things down, be disciplined, schedule your time. That's why this episode goes in conjunction with last week's episode. You need discipline and self-control if you're going to live a balanced life. Another thing about balance is not being one note. I just mentioned that you are a hardworking woman or man, but you refuse to sleep because you believe a hardworking person should not rest. When God rested on the 7th day, when God emphasizes the importance of rest, He emphasizes the importance of seasons. Literally in your day, there is a time to wake up and a time to sleep. In your life, there is a season to be busy and a season to rest. But for those of us with our hustle culture, or those people with the hustle culture is that mentality that hustle, 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 I must be, you know, up, 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 going, 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 no rest, no rest, no rest, when it's not no rest for the wicked. The word of God even says that Psalms 127 verse 2, it's useless for you to work so hard from early to morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat. Why? For God gives rest to His loved ones. The version I used to quote to people is, God gives rest to those He loves. Rest. Especially when you know, like, there are levels. One thing I love about the word of God itself is balanced. The same word of God that said that you should rest because He loves you, the same word of God that says a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Proverbs 24, 33 to 34. So whereas the Bible is saying, make sure you rest too. The Bible is also saying, don't be lazy. Do not sleep your life away. But the Bible is not saying that 2 hours, 3 hours of sleep is sleeping your life away. Take care of yourself. Young people, if you're listening to this, most of us are young people, take care of yourself. At whatever stage you are in your life, there will likely be more responsibilities as you get older. And so as your responsibilities increase, your ability to balance, your efficiency in balance must increase. If you cannot handle the responsibilities God has given you now, if you're not able to learn to rest with the minimal responsibilities you have now, when you have more responsibilities, a family, another job, another opportunity, what are you going to do to balance it then? Because if you have minimal responsibilities and you're only getting 2 hours of sleep, then when you have more responsibilities, are you going to be getting 4 to 5 minutes of sleep? Learn the balance now. The discipline God is building in you, take advantage of that season now, because this is your season to learn that. As Ecclesiastes was saying, there is a season for everything. This is your season to learn discipline. This is your season to rest. You are going to have the season where you have no choice but to run up and down. There'll be a season, you know, that you'll be having kids running up on your door and, you know, knocking on the door every 10 seconds. You have the season where you, for me, a season where I will be on call and I'll be busy in the hospital. I mean, being a medical student isn't easier, but, you know, being a doctor is harder. So I should even try and enjoy the season, as much as it's ironic to say that I enjoy being a medical student. I think that's very obvious. We expect it, that being a doctor is much more hectic than being a medical student. So in this season, why not enjoy it? That's really the mindset. Funny thing is, that's the mindset I've started to approach this, my first exam about to take next year. People are like, this is literally the easiest of the exams. To me, it's one of the hardest because it's the first time I'm taking this exam. But for others, it's one of the easiest. So guess what? I'm going to take advantage of this season, that this is one of the easiest. I'm going to take advantage of this and do my possible best. Balance is key. That same Ecclesiastes 3:13 says, and people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God. It's a gift for you to enjoy your fruits. It's a gift from God. If you are working from morning to night, you are toiling and you are so tired, you are so burnt out, so drained, you cannot enjoy your fruit, you're not enjoying the gift of God. Can I even say that it's fruit? You're just moving around this hamster wheel, seeking and pursuing your value in the success of the world rather than seeking your fruit and your fulfillment in Christ. God doesn't recognize that. God only recognizes fruit. It did not say He recognizes money or influence. That can come with fruit, but primarily fruit. Primarily, however God is expecting to impact the kingdom of God is the primary purpose of everything you do. And when I say impact the kingdom of God, I'm not always saying that it must be ministry, or there's a reason God didn't send us all to be pastors. So for those of you who think, you know, living a balanced life is praying 24 hours a day because you saw a minister of God saying that online, that minister of God's job is to pray. That's literally his job as a man of God. Your job as an accountant, as a marketing agent, is your job. And so me and my sister were discussing this week. So if you find 1 hour, 2 hours of your day to pray, God honors that. He honors it because He knows that you had to suck out time out of no time to spend with me. That shows me how much you value me. And he also values, of course, the man of God that's praying hours, but the man of God has hours to pray. That's his job. The same way you are busy, the same way you're a student, that you're busy, you know, you have a very hectic schedule and you find that time to spend with God, God is like, wow, you were tired and busy today and you still found time to spend with God. God honors that. He really honors that. Do not feel guilty that you feel like, I'm not praying as much as the people say they used to pray. They will be praying 12 hours. Maybe 12 hours they want to pray. There are only 24 hours in the day. You have classes for 8 hours. Come on. You sleep for, most students are not even sleeping much now. You sleep for 3-4 hours. So you cannot measure yourself with everyone. Find your balance. Find what works for you. That's why I'm saying that you need to plan this with the Holy Spirit. Because once you plan with the Holy Spirit, you know that you're in the will of God. You will not be comparing yourself to anybody. That's what I was telling you guys before. I don't compare myself to everyone because I know everyone's schedule is different. For the fact that all my classmates, all of us are in medical school, means that whatever's working for them is working for them. So do not even look down on anybody else's schedule because it's working for them. That's why they're passing medical school. Focus on you. Keep your mind focused on you and the goal God has set for you. So one thing I would say is continually ask God for discipline, ask him for direction, wisdom. For example, what I was saying about value. If you know that this watching this Netflix series is not going to add value to your life, do not give 2 hours to it. I'm not saying don't rest. I'm not saying don't, you know, calm yourself down. You can spend, I don't know, 30 minutes or so on Netflix. But you cannot be spending the same amount of time on Netflix that adds no value to your life to your books that adds value to your life. You cannot tell me that you watch Netflix more than you pray because your prayer adds to your life and Netflix does not add to your life. You give more time to the things that you value. And even this prayer thing that I'm telling you, it may not even be just sitting down, you know, praying for how many hours. You have to understand prayer is a lifestyle. And these days, I catch myself praying, you know, everywhere I go, particularly, you know, when I'm washing or, you know, I don't know why bathroom is the most place I pray the most. But that's part of balance, finding the time out of noon time to do the things that add value, that you desire, that God is asking you to pursue. And of course, a deeper relationship with him should be the number one desire of your life. So learn your priorities. Learn to take breaks. Learn to maximize your time. If it means waking up early, wake up early. If it means going to bed late, go to bed late. If it means whatever you need to do, just do it. Apply discipline. If you have not listened to the first episode, last week's episode, listen to that. Then listen to this. You will find balance. As long as you are in the will of God, you will find balance. I give all glory to God. But as much as this season, specifically this season, people that know, and specifically this season for me is very busy. But I'm good. Is it easy? No. Am I sacrificing some things? Yes. But I'm handling it well. I'm learning how to say no. I'm learning how to, as much as I don't want to, I'm learning how to say no to some opportunities because I know that this is not what God has for me right now. Would it look good? Yes. Would it be great to say, you know, I'm doing these things? Would it be able to get people to know me? Yes, but if it's not in the will of God, it's not in the will of God. And that, to me, is more important than any kind of accolade, any kind of title, role, or recognition. Because I'm pursuing the will of God. My will take me nowhere, but God's will bring fruit. And that is my purpose in life. That's what makes me a true disciple. All right, guys, so it's like I'm going to put up this episode immediately, let's say 30 minutes or so after recording this, because there's not much to edit by the grace of God. This episode recording was not easy. This is the third time of me recording this. If you see any podcaster, it was Nifemi that said this. If you see any podcaster, just, you know, give them a thumbs up, give them a hug. It's not easy. But God is doing it, and He always does it every single time. Satan raises his ugly head to stop me from recording. I was really good, as you can see. I will still record. I didn't mention food and exercise, but I believe you guys know that as well. And I think the reason I can't mention food and exercise is because I'm still learning balance in those areas as well. Okay, that's the reason I didn't mention it. Holy Spirit is like, better sort yourself out with those as well. So, you know, again, I'm not perfect. We're human beings here. But God is really helping me with other aspects of my life. I've got a lot of things on my plate. God is really helping me manage it. So the new goal, if anyone, is to also balance your food and your exercise. So I need to be eating fruits. Last semester I was eating fruits every single day. I made it a point to make sure that me and my sister were eating fruits every single day. I don't know why that went out the window this semester, but we move. We are not perfect, but we seek and pursue balance in the name of Jesus. All right, guys, so I'll be with you guys next week for the next episode. Have an amazing day, have an amazing week, have an amazing month. Have an amazing, yes, happy new month, guys. Have an amazing month. We are almost in the last, we are in the last lap of 2023, and I'm excited to what God is going to be doing. The things that are going to be happening between now and the end of 2023. Have an amazing year, guys, and I will see you next week. Bye, guys.